Welcome to another Alive with Flavour podcast. You can find out all about my events, workshops and other foodie talk on www.alivewithflavour.com. I'm just chatting with Rachel. We're here at the Trenchmoor Farm down in Cowfold, and we were just talking about this orchard we're looking at today. So Rachel, just talk me through what you've got here.
So here at Trenchmoor Farm, we have a 4-acre orchard which grows 19 different varieties of traditional cider apples. We make Silly Moose cider here on the farm, which is a blend of cider varieties and also desserts and eaters that we get from our apple swap each autumn.
Yeah, just talk me through that, because you were explaining, you know, the sweet ones are Kent.
Yes. So typically West Country style ciders are made from cider varieties, which are not good for eating or cooking with, but fantastic for cider because they have lots of tannin, which adds really lovely mouthfeel. And kind of more East Coast styles tend to be made from eating and dessert apples, which are quite sweet and acidic, which means that you have quite sweet and acidic ciders, but maybe lose out on a bit of the character from the tannin that you get in the West Country style ciders. So what we're trying to do here is a blend of West Country and East Coast styles. So we're using half tannic cider varieties and half eaters and desserts, which means that you get the kind of perfect balance in our eyes of acidity, sweetness and tannin.
In my eyes too, I've been sampling regularly. Very good. Okay, so how big was the orchard here?
So it's a 4-acre orchard and 19 different varieties of apple trees.
And you invite the public to do this apple swap.
Yes.
Is that once a year?
It's once a year. We do it for 4 weekends through September and October, kind of depending on the weather, it changes each year. We ask people to bring us their apples that they've grown in their gardens. They have to be clean, unsprayed, ripe. That's really important. If they're unripe, then they have too much starch and that ruins our cider. And that's pretty much it. Unbruised. Basically anything that's good enough to eat is good enough for the cider.
Fantastic.
And if you bring them here, we will, for every 5 kilograms of apples, we'll give you a bottle of cider.
Perfect. Okay, I need to get those dates in my diary. Thank you very much.
Thank you.